This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
This is Stephen A. from Hollis, Queens, and the Michael K. Show starts now. Holla at your boy, Michael, Don Juan, and Peter.
Oh, yeah. What a show.
What a job by Michael.
You're talking about First Take or this show?
Oh, no, this show. I mean, I wasn't on First Take long enough to really make an impression.
How long?
2 hours in the car, 15 minutes on the set.
You couldn't have done that from the old Cribbo?
You know what?
No.
I'm not that big of a deal.
Next time it's from the if they want you on like a big Yankee day,
right?
It's from the house.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, if it's a big Yankee day, I should be on for the
Russo. Unless they want you
the full 2 hours.
You want the full would you want the full Russo?
Yeah.
How do you think you did?
And I think we can actually even brand it. Stephen A. and Michael K. It rhymes.
Whoa. Didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
Did you guys get into it over anything today in the brief time
you
were
on? We kind of agreed with each other. It was mostly Yankees, some Mets, and Aaron Rodgers.
A little civil. It was civil.
Yeah. Well, a lot of Don and Peter, though. Stephen, I brought up them boys.
Here, let's hear that. Here it is.
You know what Don and Peter call themselves?
That's a great team.
Them boys, because that's what you say, Michael K and them boys, because I don't think he knew Peter, but now he's tight with Peter.
I knew Peter. I just forgot the Rosenberg.
No.
Good job.
And then I remembered.
Peter Rosenberg, you know what he does when he doesn't know? This is his, I'm going to tell America. Should I tell everyone now?
Tell anyone.
He'll be like, say he didn't know, he'll be like, oh, Daniel Jones and the crew. That's his thing. That's what I always know, when he goes in
no,
the crew.
No,
and he won't say, the rest of the name.
First of all, I know my sports, but secondly and more importantly, if there's certain people that I don't respect, I show respect by simply not mentioning their names.
That's all I'm concerned is
Daniel Jones, Saquon Barkley, and a bag of chips.
He didn't.
That's all I get.
He didn't mean me, though.
No, he meant the Giants.
Okay.
No, he's a big Rosenberg fan, though.
And Molly.
Tell the crew I say hi.
Okay. The crew.
No.
Them boys.
The man. <menu. laughs>
And Michael's welcome when he first came on the program.
We are now thrilled to be joined by New York sports legend, voice of the New York Yankees, on the YES Network and host of the Michael K. Show, the one and only Michael K. and one of the best interviewers in the business.
Thank you, Molly.
Thank you.
You really are. It's so good to have you with us.
Great to be here.
Wow. You know what? That's all I need to hear.
It was a love fest.
Really was.
Yeah, it was.
Well, I got tweets, though, saying you talked about me for like 90 seconds.
Oh, I talked about you a lot.
It came back more than that?
Oh, yeah. I don't even know why it's not cut, because I just said to Molly, you know, it really meant a lot to you when you met Peter, how big a fan you are. Oh, he's great.
She followed up again.
Hot 97.
Wow.
Yeah.
People did say that she talked about Hot 97.
Yeah, yeah. I cut that off right away because we're trying to promote this show.
Right,
yeah.
That's right.
No, that
right.
Makes sense.
You know, you got to do what you got to do.
And then Peter, Stephen A. takes credit for Don.
Always. Don Juan.
That he got him to, he said, Don used to wear his hair like Don King. Then I used to get on him about it. And one day he shows up like Pat Riley with its slick back product in it. And he's smoking a cigar and has sunglasses. I called him Don Juan. And
here we go. Here it is. Here's Stephen A.
I am responsible for Don LaGreca being Don Juan LaGreca with the slick back hair.
Really?
It's me, because he was walking around with this Don King hairdo for years. Okay? And I had to talk to him about that. He's a happily married man. I said, don't you care? Don't you want your wife to look at you sharp and all this stuff? And then he showed up at a golf tournament with his hair slicked back like Pat Riley. I loved it. He had the cigar and the shades on, and he's been looking like that ever since.
He changed his life.
That's right.
He really did.
And now he's the Mac. Don Juan LaGreca.
The Mac might be pushing it.
The Mac. He ain't Michael K, though. It's Michael K.
Now, is that true? Do you remember the golf tournament that he's referring to? Because it sounds like a real memory he has, Don.
Yeah, it was because Michael and I both have no interest in golfing.
I know that.
And when Tim McCarthy was in charge, he'd have this golf thing, and we would go, and we would just ride around in the cart, just say hello to everybody.
And we'd stop at the hamburger stand on, like, the ninth hole.
Just dart around in the cart, just waving to everybody, and Steven was playing. And he saw it, and he the mirrored sunglasses, you know, the respect my authority glasses.
And he liked it.
He loved it.
See, you know what it's telling me? It's telling me that at the time before I was here, when Don was at his most repug, the only person who seemed to be honest with him was Stephen A.
Nobody took me aside except Stephen.
Stephen A. was like, you look like a joke. You need to do something for your wife, for God's sake.
I don't know. Who am I to say? I mean, Stephen A.'s got it all together. I don't.
You pulled it together pretty well these days.
You know, I don't know where he's talking about the Don King hair. I never had Don King hair. I think he was just saying it was bad. No, just
that was his way of saying bad.
Is this where Rothenberg sits?
Why? What did you
know? Sure.
It's like sitting in a hole. I mean, I just had to raise the chair in the middle of the show.
Because he has it so low?
He has it so low. Huh. What's wrong with him?
Where do you just begin?
So what do you think that is? Like, he doesn't care. Oh, they're not on TV, so he's sitting back. He doesn't care about propping himself up.
Don't you want to be propped up a little bit? Why do you want to be in a hole?
I don't know. I'm sitting back relaxed.
But your chair's not in a hole.
No, I'm at a normal level.
On TV.
He's a strange man.
He is a strange dude. And he keeps defending the whole birthday thing. Anyway.
Okay, let's move on.
Let's start off with what's happening at the Garden.
You're talking about the New York Knickerbockers?
Not only that. I'm talking about the New York Rangers, too. Uh-huh. That was a shot by Molly. Molly said to me today.
I heard that.
Who is the... All right, why don't we put that? Listen to this exchange.
Which team in New York do you think wins a championship next?
Rangers. Oh, Lord.
Come on, Patrick Kane is able.
They don't count. They don't count. They don't count.
Only thing I know about hockey is that the puck is black.
Okay.
And I love Gary Bettman. That's my buddy. I owe a trip to the hockey game.
Right.
It is no disrespect to the Rangers and to Patrick Kane, of course, but just for Stephen.
Football, basketball, baseball.
Yeah.
Yankees or the Mets?
First of all,
I would have walked off.
Yeah, you should have walked off. Should have showed us something. Second of all, I don't like the name. The audio just came in for when Michael talked to Molly about me.
Yeah.
I don't like the name of the file.
What's the file?
It says Molly made Peter's life.
Yeah.
Is that how he portrayed it?
That's how I portrayed it. Yes.
Do you know one thing about Peter Rosenberg? You made his life. You met him once and you said, I'm a really big fan.
Yeah.
He talks about it to this day. This day. It's
sickening. Because I listened to him on the radio forever, Hot 97.
Yeah.
That's right. He does a great job.
Don, you hear what I'm saying? Is that really true?
Peter, it's not.
It's the entertainment industry.
You're performing.
I'm performing.
You're performing.
Right,
I know, but the thing is, now she thinks that I've been like, did you guys know Molly Karam's a fan of mine? And that's not what happened.
And that's not what happened.
It's close to that.
No. Don came back and said, well, you're not going to believe this.
I was blown away for him. Right. He was cool the whole time.
I didn't think that much of it.
I was the one shocked by it.
Don,
I'm the one that made a big deal about
there
it on the air later that day.
Oh, there he is throwing a baseball. God, you made me look terrible because now you put up your post.
Right.
And then I reposted your post and I added her.
Uh-huh.
And she reposted my thing, which is good. But she probably thinks like I'm a loser who's desperate
like
to...
Like a fanboy. Yeah.
Well, mission accomplished, Michael. Yeah,
there you go.
This is really what he does.
All right, so back to the New York Rangers, Patrick Kane.
Well, here's what I'm saying. I love no disrespect, she said. Well, if you say it doesn't count, that's disrespect.
Well, it's disrespect to hockey, not the Rangers.
But when I saw it live, she was just speaking for Steven.
Right, because he doesn't like hockey.
I don't know if she's a hockey fan either, but she's just like, no, you got to come up with something other.
Are you proud that I came up with hockey?
Well, I thought that was nice.
Was it honest?
I don't think, who's the next one that has a chance? I don't think the Knicks have a chance. As great as they played last night, they've won 7 in a row. They can't beat the top three teams. The Rangers they're built to win the Stanley Cup. Which is more likely? I say the Rangers.
Yeah, I mean, if they didn't have Boston sitting in front of them, Don, I feel like it's an almost more reasonable answer. But you're right. I mean, they could do it before. If they did it now, obviously, be ahead of the Mets and the Yankees, if they did it this year.
Well, there's two different angles to it. Is that when you look at the Knicks, you look at the Rangers, and it's just the mountain that has to be climbed here. If everything goes according to the standings, the Rangers have to get through the Devils in the first round, Carolina in the second round, Boston in the third round. I mean, their easiest matchup might be in the final against the West. But they are doing things for the specific reason to win a cup.
Right.
You don't get Patrick Kane to sell tickets. You don't get Patrick Kane to make the playoffs. You get Patrick Kane because you think you can win the cup. Like, so that's why they're in the conversation. Now, will they? It's tough to say, but they obviously believe they've got a chance to do it. And the Mets and Yankees would be in that situation, too. You don't spend the money the Mets spent during the offseason without it's not with the idea of making the playoffs. They did that last year. It's not just to win the division. You won 101 games last year. It's to win a championship. But I've never seen the Garden have both teams be this good in a long time, Michael. You got to go 94. A long time. 94. Well, listen, is it 94 with both teams playing in the finals? No. But right now, there's excitement. The teams are legit good. Really, when the Knicks were good, the Rangers were bad. In 99, when they ran to the final, the Rangers weren't that good.
And the Knicks weren't that good.
Yeah, and then after 2000, the Knicks haven't been any good.
But
so,
were you being performative? Like, do you actually believe the Rangers are going to win the Stanley Cup this year?
No, I think they have a chance.
But compared to the other teams.
But do they have a better chance than the Yankees and Mets?
Well, it seems fly unlikely. In the ointment is Boston.
Right.
Because Boston's so great, historically great. But in hockey, they could knock them off. They've put together a team that could knock them off.
But you like, if you were to, right now, I'll ask both of you.
I'd say the Yankees or the Mets have the best chance to win
the championship. Best percentage chance to win it in their sport.
But how do you look at it? Because they still haven't even played yet. God forbid Verlander and Scherzer get hurt. Wah, wah. Right? Like there's a whole season to be played.
True.
162 games, a lot can happen over that time. The Rangers are playing their 62nd game tonight.
Right.
I mean, the deadline's tomorrow. So they're closer. You know they're going to the playoffs. You know how good this team can be. But I think those are the three teams in the conversation, right? There ain't nobody else. I mean, would you throw the Jets in there if they landed Aaron Rodgers?
No, I wouldn't. Everybody else would. I wouldn't.
Okay, but they'd be certainly in a conversation to be a playoff team.
Yeah.
You know, so I just, you know, seeing Brunson wearing the Kane jersey, and I think we got the audio, Peter, of him talking about why, because He grew up in the suburbs of Chicago, and he saw that team win three Stanley Cups. As he's like a god in Chicago, and he put it on, and that reminded me of Anthony Mason walking around the Garden when the Rangers were playing in a Ranger jersey, getting everybody fired up. So we haven't seen that, Michael. You're talking 30 years.
Well, we have a whole what's it called? It's not a suite. The thing that you're doing next week.
The lounge.
Well, we have a lounge today with Dave Rothenberg hosting. For the Ranger game. And I'm thinking about going, maybe for the first period.
Oh, that's how everyone's going, because we have the lounge thing
right,
happening.
Right. I think I'm going to go to the gift shop, and I'm going to buy a Kane jersey.
Come on.
Yeah.
I would almost guarantee they'd be gone.
You're probably right about that.
I'll just go to Jerry Cosby. Does that still exist?
Last I checked, yeah. Great. Great store.
Yeah.
It's up the street. It's not.
Let me tell you, it's
not in the breezeway anymore.
And it's not what it used to be.
Really?
What?
You weren't in New York when it used to be.
Exactly. And I used to come make specific trips I'd make my parents take me to Jerry Cosby because, you know, I was obsessed with the authentic. So I'd get there and
you still are.
And I'd get there and be like, oh my God, look at the authentics. They're still there. They're on like 33rd or something, but east of the Garden.
Mm-hmm.
But the last time I was there, it was cool. It was still good. It just didn't have every sport, every jersey.
You hit it. There is something about an authentic jersey in whatever sport it is.
How much would that run me? Because, you know, I don't know.
Authentic? Authentic?
Yeah. 300.
$350. Yeah, $350 personalized.
Yeah. That's what baseball ones are, too.
Well, you said something off the air that just that laid me out. He goes, I'm not going to tell you what you were talking about. But he threw out the $10,000 figure, and you said how, like, that's nothing to you. So all of a sudden, $350 is too
because
big a thing?
The thing that I was saying I would spend $10,000 for is something I would spend $10,000 for.
All right, so you wouldn't spend $350.
I mean, for a Ranger jersey that I might wear once or twice in my life, just doesn't seem like it.
I understand what you're saying.
Right. $10,000's a treat, what I wanted to spend it on. That's a treat.
I'm an authentic collector, so I got my stash.
Right,
and the $10,000 that we were talking about, that's authentic, too.
What was it for?
No, I can't really say.
Okay.
And hockey jersey, it's cool because you get the fighting strap.
Love the fighting strap.
Just put it on that you're growing.
The fighting strap's not quite what it used to be.
I'm a big boy.
I'm sorry.
You hook it to the pants so you can't take the jersey off.
Yeah.
Oh. By the way,
how often they don't strap it in all the time, do they?
Yummy.
Yeah,
they always do.
It's a penalty if the jersey comes off.
Oh, even in the fight, you mean?
Yeah, it's not protecting you. It's protecting just because they want to be off, like the jersey, like, to be free. So you got nothing to hang on to.
Hockey fights, such a bizarre thing. When you stop and think about it, it's so
strap
wild.
Strap it in. It's ridiculous.
It's a wild.
It hardly ever happens anymore.
Yeah, the good ones don't really happen anymore like that.
All right, so let's concentrate on our good friends, the New York Knicks.
You have to.
Knicks recap brought to you by Jack Bucket.
Wow.
I'll tell you what, you watched that game yesterday, and they asserted their dominance over the Knicks. They slapped them down like they were a child. Said, no, you don't belong on the court with us. And to me, that is such a huge progression for the Knicks, where in years gone by and earlier this year, that's a letdown game. That's a game that they could lose, and you wouldn't blink an eye because that's what the Knicks do. They punished the Nets. They took away the Nets' will. The Nets had no chance. They were draining threes from all over the court, and the Nets, really, they were overmatched. And to me, that is a Knick team that's asserting itself now. Jalen Brunson had 30 points in the first half. He had 39 for the game. Second half, he's dishing out assists. Grimes was amazing. Everybody just amazing. The only thing, if I had one complaint about the game, I mean, they're running away with it. And they take Brunson out. And the Nets had a little bit of a run where R.J. Barrett, you know, played, you know, Matador defense. And off the bench immediately comes Brunson. I mean,
Who's banged up too?
Yeah. He banged knees with Cam Johnson. Net. Yeah, he never rests people. And then what are they going to have left?
What was the lead?
And then I think it was like 25 or something.
Okay, it's a little trying too hard, bro.
Yeah, but I mean, but that's how he is. That's the coach that he is.
It's everything that you asked for going into the game, right? You even said, "I was just hey, just win the game." Right? Because you don't want to turn this a six-game winning streak into a three-game losing streak with Miami and Boston coming up. And so I would have just been happy with a win. They made a statement.
It was a statement win.
I feel bad for Net fans.
15 for 18 from the floor for Brunson is ridiculous. Have you guys noticed my favorite Knick stat that no one's talking about? I know his shots are not, like, difficult, high-difficulty shots. But Mitchell Robinson, he still has one miss since the All-Star break. 6 for 6 from the floor again yesterday. And 10 boards again. I'm telling you, that's the sneaky stat to look at. Mitchell Robinson keeps giving you 13, 14, and 10 rebounds. That's a piece that they have not had.
Yeah. It has allowed them to take that next step because he missed 14 games and they played over 500. 8-6. So you almost lose sight of how important he is to them. He corrects the other players' mistakes. If somebody gets, you know, their ankle's broken,
and you have a big body,
he's
there,
right there. I mean, we saw what he did against Tatum. Tatum was like got taken out of his game because of Mitchell Robinson. So they've got nice pieces. They really do. Again, I'd be hard pressed to sit here and lie to everybody and say, "Oh yeah, they got a chance against the Celtics and the Sixers and the Bucks." Bucks, by the way, have won 16 in a row. So to me, they're the favorite to come out of the East. But the Knicks are now one game back of the Cavaliers for fourth place.
And the Cavaliers have been rough recently.
Yeah, Miami lost yesterday. Cavaliers lost.
Yep.
Cavaliers got, I mean, talk about like hardwood. That was a layup. Celtics over the Cavaliers.
But I don't know if the Celtics would have covered. Celtics won by four.
Was it just four?
They won by, it was 117-113,
yeah,
I think.
They probably wouldn't have. I know it was a blowout. So
it's the NBA.
Yeah.
What's a blowout?
Well, blowout is when,
you know. 117-113.
117-113. 1-800-919-3776.
Yeah, Celtics got blown out in the fourth quarter, 35-21.
Right.
As every fourth quarter in the NBA.
And you know why? Because their coach takes the starters out.
Right.
But Thibodeau does not want to blow a game like that.
And by the way, Celtics were 5-point favorites, so your hardwood would have lost.
Wow.
After being up that big.
Wow. So the Heat lost. And the Cavaliers lost. So the Knicks are one game back in the loss column.
How do you like them apples?
And again, and they're three games up in the loss column to the Heat, who they play tomorrow. How do I look, Peter? There I am. They're replaying first take.
You look good. You look animated.
Oh, I was animated.
Damn it, it was diarrhea.
Like a cartoon.
Tell the crew I say hi.
Okay. The crew.
Molly.
It's nice to be a part of something, even though it's nameless.
No, Don Juan.
We talked about you constantly.
No, but I'm just saying the crew.
But we talked about you specifically.
No, I know, and I appreciate that.
Oh, boy. Can't make him happy.
No, you know, Peter feels me.
Hey, Don, let me ask an important question before Michael finishes this.
Yeah.
Suppose the place we ordered coffee from was out of caramel macchiato. What would you like?
Is this a Woodja game?
It's not a fun one. It's complete opposite of yesterday.
Yeah, imagine they didn't have it. What else would you get? What's your second drink?
Well, we'll think about it as Michael does his read.
I will tell you this, and I've thought about it a lot. I think we might discontinue Would You, because if you guys are going to be
Oh, don't make
bread,
it about us.
Not worth it.
Be better.
Not
worth it. No, be better. No, you be better.
Show
no,
real
you
side.
Be better.
You're not a perfect human being. You actually do things that are off color. You actually do things that are politically incorrect. But everything I brought up yesterday, oh, goodness, no, I could never do that.
But we told you that was your bad questioning. Had you reframed it and said to Don, with Kate Beckinsale, instead of a fair, you said one night, he told you he might have done it.
Yeah.
That's pretty salacious.
But still,
for a man who's been married for 50 years.
All you did yesterday, rather than answer the questions, you judged the questions. That's not how the game is played. Either you guys step it up.
I'm sorry. We had to judge them. They were out there. It was low-hanging fruit.
No.
We would have been judged negatively if we just accepted those questions. We had to challenge you because you're the bad guy. Why don't you just take the L, man?
I might have to take off next Wednesday, and then we'll see exactly how Would You Wednesday works.
If you take off next Wednesday, I'll be disgusted with you.
Why?
Because it's your baby, and you're going to walk away
and take
your ball and go home?
No.
You made me sick.
I'll obviously be back, but if I take off next Wednesday, let's see how it works. You guys do the Would You part.
I'll tell you, we're going to have
let
words.
Let Anthony do it.
All I'm saying is, I don't know what words, but we'll have words if you're not in Wednesday.
Why?
I'm a scared. That's the Knicks recap brought to you by Jackpocket. Powerball is now $161 million. Mega Millions is $167. Play official state lottery games on your phone with Jackpocket. Download the Jackpocket app. Get your first ticket free using code ESPN. You must be 18 or older to play. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem wants help, call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY. Visit jackpocket.com/TOS for full terms of service. If I go to the Ranger game tonight, Don, you're going to be there. Will you introduce me to Gallant and the whole team? I'd like to go and talk with them.
Where would that would have to be at the end of the game?
Yeah, yeah.
You're going to stay till the bitter end.
You never know with me.
Wow, it's hard.
I'm an event guy. Patrick Kane debuting with the Rangers. That's an
that's
event.
Gonna that's going to be event. A, that's going to be a no.
Why?
Because it's not logistically possible. I got to do the post game.
What can he do it?
That doesn't happen.
Boy.
What do you mean, boy? Peter, I got to do the post game.
You got to do your...
The coach speaks on the post game.
But then afterward, come down.
If I hustle down, maybe right. I can catch him before he gets to his car.
Jerry, right. Jerry, let me introduce you to Michael.
Jerry?
Gerard, right? I'm sure his friends call him Jerry.
Turk.
You're not that tight with him.
No, but that's all I ever hear.
Turk.
Nobody's ever said Jerry.
You do. You'd be the first.
I just say coach. Oh, I don't say Turk.
He's not your coach.
But everybody else says Turk.
He's not your coach.
He's a coach.
But you,
on a team I do play-by-play for, everybody's got a job, right? There's a center, right wing, coach.
But you don't call them forward.
If your friend, thank you. If you're friends with a doctor, like I am, my Steve's, do you call them doctor or do you call them their name?
I call doctors doctor.
Yeah, even but if they're not your doctor.
Well, Bears doctor.
I'm not friends with Gerard.
I just want you to know, everyone to know this. It's important. I call all doctors and vets that I deal with doc.
So yeah. Do I.
All the time.
I do probably too.
Doc.
It's deserving.
Right.
Yeah.
But if you're not in a professional capacity.
I go, hey, doc. Bear really needs a checkup.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Hey, buddy, hey.
Catch the show on demand wherever you want. Just subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, so I'm trying to really get, like, to be a bionic man. I've started to every single day use my sleep apnea machine.
Oh, I thought you meant like Cialis or something.
No,
keep going.
I don't need that yet. All right. And so I finally found a mask that I could take, and it doesn't bother me at all. I could sleep throughout the night.
But the problem is it's the scream mask.
Well, no, it's just it's awful looking. Okay, I mean, if you were dating.
No, it's repulsive.
It's repulsive.
It is literally, oh my God.
So I'm wearing it last night, and Jody, I said, you know, through the
Don,
mask.
Don, it could turn the Atlantic Ocean into a desert.
Oh, no.
And I said, good night. Without skipping a beat, she goes, good night, Bane. I mean, is that wrong? Is she making fun of me?
Yes.
You need a guru to tell you?
No.
But should I be concerned?
Well, listen, obviously if it was a night, here's the good news. She wants you wearing the mask so you can sleep in bed with her.
Strap it on.
She
strap
gets
it in.
Up. I don't. What do you mean in the middle
if
of the
I'm
night?
Snoring, if, she'll get up.
Oh, but
she'll
hit the couch. But you try to sleep in bed every night together.
That's the attempt. Yeah.
And then sometimes she leaves.
Not anymore, not since the mask.
But not since the mask. Right. But what I'm saying is that's a great thing, because here's where you want the guru advice. A lot of relationships start with someone leaves the bedroom because of, quote, snoring.
Right.
And then you look up and they're like, oh, I haven't slept in the same room with my partner in 7 years.
Right.
And I don't think that's ideal.
And then they're at a bar having that mistake that we talked about at the end of the show.
Exactly. Right. And I think ideally, whether it's, you know, sexy music time or not, I think spending time in a bed with your partner is important. I think that intimacy is important.
She called me Bane.
Well, it's disgusting. I mean, if you were trying to have romantic times, you wouldn't put it on.
No, I try to have romantic times with it on.
Well, that's it.
I took out the happy
organ.
By
the way, they got...
Don, you wear an apnea mask, right?
Not anymore.
Why?
You given up?
I gave up. Because I kept with unconsciously just tearing it off in the middle of the night. I sleep better without it.
I'm going to get you the mask. This mask.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Wait, what's different about it?
It's just like it's almost like an oxygen mask. The other one is like was on your nose. I never...
So the other one, you were like a fighter pilot.
Yeah, it was awful. And you couldn't breathe. Like, you felt like your breath was being taken away.
Also,
this is, you don't even know it's on.
I think I brought this up on the air before and got abuse for it. I sleep best on my stomach. And I can't do that with the sleep apnea.
Wait, so hold on.
Yeah, you can't.
So how bad is the snoring?
It's been better since I lost a little weight. There was a time where, like, Nancy, same thing. She's gone. She gone. She's in the spare room.
Yeah.
And then,
isn't
like
that
her,
Mr. Orange's room?
And then her side of the bed is filled with, you know, the kids' clothes, and then it's over.
Right. Before you know it, boom, now you sleep by yourself. Michael, you're a back sleeper?
Side sleeper.
I'm a side sleeper.
Yeah.
So am I.
Yeah.
So am I.
Like, you know, I was in the embryo.
And which way do you face?
In the uterus. I go back and forth.
I always face outside.
I start outside. I do most of my sleeping outside.
Facing
and
away.
Yeah, then I'll turn toward Jody.
Yeah, like I'll turn in sometimes, but like I don't know. It's like it's hotter inward, and I'm worried my breath is going to be bad, so I'd rather just...
You can't smell my breath now. There's a mask
on. That's a great point.
What's the matter with stomach sleepers? That's a bad thing?
When people had COVID before, if they had known, if they put people on their stomach, you breathe better on your stomach.
So that may be helping your snoring. Was it worse when you were on your back, or were you always on your stomach?
I was always on my side.
You know what Nancy should do for fun? She should put a chalk outline around you, because it's like you're face down on a sidewalk.
So real quick, when you say goodnight, when you get in bed, do you just fall face first into the bed?
Yeah.
Or do you get on your back and roll
over? Yeah, because once you have kids, you're more passing out than going to sleep.
So you just, beep, that's it.
I'm revealing a lot, but what happens, I make the conscious effort. All right, weather's over, I'm going to bed. Nancy wants to give the old college try, and then I don't see her till like 4:30 in the morning.
He stays up for weather. When all he has an app on his phone.
He
really is. 95
he's old
years
school.
Old.
It hits a little different getting it from Lee Goldberg.
I love Lee too, but I mean, you do have the app, so you don't have to stay up for weather.
I want it explained to me
why
by Lee Goldberg.
Why it's cold.
Seriously,
right? Why it's hot? Why it's snowing?
And I want the long range, and he just...
You can get the long range in your app, too.
It's just, I don't know what it is. It's just, it's different.
This portion of the Michael K. Show on 98.7 ESPN is brought to you by London Jewelers, the engagement experts. Visit London Jewelers today at any of their seven locations, including the newest location at the mall at Short Hills. Let's go to Mike. No, we'll start with Danny. Danny in the Bronx.
Something happened.
Hey.
yeah.
My bad. Anyway. Hey, when I was watching, I was off work today, and I was watching First Take like I always do.
Uh-huh.
Now, well, where you were coming on, and I didn't know what to expect in a good way, but it turned out to be a very fun segment. I'll say that. It was a very fun segment, and I'll say, Michael, this. The question, they try to set you up. You were supposed to say Yankees, but they wanted you to say one of the two New York teams. Obviously, they wanted you to say the Yankees. That's my first comment. My question is now the starting rotation.
Right.
I thought they got out and signed Nathan Eovaldi. I thought that that was a move they should have made. Now Frankie goes down, and I'm like, damn, they really should have made that move. But that's all I got to say. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, I don't agree with you. I mean, Domingo Germán is a pretty good pitcher.
Well, yeah, that's one of the things you and Steven disagreed with.
Yeah, like he doesn't like the – I mean,
and you love
Severino
it.
At number three. You have an all-star in Nestor Cortez at number four. Carlos Rodon would be a number one starter on 20 teams in baseball. And then you have – he also didn't agree with me about Gerrit Cole. It's He's like a lot of Yankee fans. They don't see the greatness in Gerrit Cole. They don't see it. I see it.
Well, he just sees the shortcomings of they didn't win a championship with him.
Let's go to John in Glen Cove. John.
What's going on, guys?
What's going on, John?
Yeah, I'm glad to start this show with a little bit of hockey. Good to see. We actually might have Rangers Devils in the first round. I was going to see any chance that you guys would go to The Rock or MSG for a show to host one of the games.
I would love to do it. You don't have to convince me. And there's a very good chance I'm going to be there anyway. I think we should definitely do that. Could be where we could check The Rock off as on our tour. We did
ooh,
UBS,
ooh.
Right? I think it makes perfect sense.
But there is a way for the Rangers and Devils to avoid each other, right?
Yeah, right
Devils
now,
have to overtake Carolina.
Right, and they're a point back at Carolina.
So
Carolina
does
have
done.
A game in hand.
And it doesn't seem likely for the Rangers to catch the Devils.
Doesn't feel like it just because of the way the Devils went to Colorado, won 7-5. I mean, they're playing just ridiculous hockey right now, and Timo Meier hasn't even played a game yet for them.
Right.
Because he came over injured. He should be able to play in their next game. But that's the only way. See, the Rangers have been kind of a little lackluster over the last couple of games. They won in overtime last night, but they had to play shorthanded. I thought they were very good on Sunday against the Kings, but otherwise before that they went 0-3-1. They're kind of locked into 3. So it's almost like, let's just get to the playoffs already. But you got to be careful. You want to make sure you're playing as well as you can going into the playoffs. But it looks like the Devils and Rangers are destined to meet each other.
That stinks.
But the best way for that not to happen right now is the Devils catch Carolina. Carolina playing them in the first round's no great shakes either.
Yeah, but you just don't want to see one of the New York teams knocked out in the first round. You want to have a little more juice than that.
You would like to see that. It would make for a really interesting first round, but both teams have had great years, Michael. To see one of those two teams out in the first round would kind of stink.
It would be awful.
Yeah.
It would be awful. Eric in New Jersey. Eric. Eric.
Hey, yeah, guys. How you doing today?
Good. How are you?
I'm awesome. Thanks for taking the call. Listen, I had the I have sleep apnea, too, so I had the CPAP machine, which I could not sleep with it at all. I would tear it off after like maybe 15 minutes being in bed. So I end up getting an implant. It's called the Inspire. It's amazing. And I sleep with it every night. I turn it on. It activates after like half an hour. And I wake up feeling awesome every day.
Yeah, I've heard about that, Eric. And I checked it out with the guy, you know, provided me with the machine and everything. He said, you don't get surgery unless you absolutely need it. He said, let's keep trying to search for masks that you can take.
Well,
but the one thing that I don't get, Don, like I had a real long sleep the other night. I slept for 10 hours with it on. 10 hours.
Right. Wow. That's good.
This one's different. Which is unbelievable. But I still feel as tired as I used to when I snored.
You see, that's the thing. When I first went, I've gone since, and my oxygen level was normal. So I feel a little bit better about it. When I first was diagnosed with sleep apnea, and they gave me the machine, they said, you're going to sleep amazing. You're going to have incredible dreams because you're going to have more deep sleep.
I am dreaming
and
more.
You're going to dream better. The problem is I have amazing dreams. I really dream well. I do.
One of the great dreamers in the business.
Do you have erotic dreams or just?
Sure.
On occasion.
I'm answering for
Really?
But like very detailed, fun, and I usually remember them.
He only has these dreams on his anniversary.
Well, yeah, only once a year.
Yeah.
Well, what do you want? I'm not a 13-year-old kid, Michael.
Well, but you're not an old man.
Do you have sex dreams every night?
It's personal. I'm not going to tell you.
Anyways, Don, thank you for sharing.
But my point is, I'm not wearing the mask. But people need to take it seriously. That's what killed Reggie White.
I mean, know.
So
or what did sleep apnea?
So if.
Because you stop breathing.
Yeah. You know, he died. Yourself a heart attack.
That's how Reggie died?
That's
he
how
died of
believed,
sleep apnea.
Yeah. So for people that it's a life and death situation and they can't wear the mask, this Aspire thing is probably something that then you would need the surgery.
It causes, Peter, high blood pressure, hurts the heart, right, makes your heart work harder.
Just kills blood cells, brain cells.
It's really awful. It's really awful. I'm amazed that I've been as performative as I have without sleep.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Does part of you ever feel like sleep, and I say this with all due respect, so just know going into this, what I'm about to say, know that I'm dressing it in the most respect humanly possible.
Okay.
Isn't sleep apnea essentially you're too fat disease?
Well, if you're heavy, it's worse. But like my sleep apnea is because I probably have a deviated septum.
They don't know, why can't they find out?
No, I have a deviated septum and it could relieve the snoring. If they fixed it, but the doctor said I wouldn't, like the guy who did my throat surgery, he said I wouldn't do it. It would change your voice.
Mm.
That's why Cher never had her nose fixed or Barbara Streisand.
No, Barbara Streisand.
Barbara Streisand. They could have done that easily. Ruin that voice. My voice is like an angel. You can't change
it. You know what? You're like Barbara in that regard.
Yeah. He's mocking me. You know that?
He is. You can tell by his face. Look.
Look, he's grinning to himself. He thinks that was so clever.
Dude, I mean, Barbara Streisand's a tough comp.
Really?
Yeah.
She's a phenomenal. She's one of the greatest singers of all time.
Okay.
And I'm one of the greatest broadcasters of all time.
But your voice could change, and you'd still be basically the same.
No,
thing.
You wouldn't have the same voice. They said your
how much would it change?
Your timbre would change.
Yeah.
It wouldn't sound like you. He said I would not do the surgery, and this is the best doctor in the world, Dr. Zeitels.
You'd sound like AI Michael's, what you're saying.
No, I would probably sound like Pee Wee Herman.
You think so?
Yeah.
Oh my God, that'd be so good, Don.
Oh, that's weird. That's what I was thinking of. I was actually going to do that. Do you want a Yankee game done by Pee Wee Herman? What if he sounded like Pee Wee Herman?
Yeah.
Well, can't go back and say put the septum back in.
Listen, the one thing about you being Pee Wee Herman, I don't know how the guys who are in the booth would feel about it, but I think it'd be very entertaining on TV.
It's not the guys in the booth I'd be concerned about. It's Flip. He'd pull the plug.
You missed the joke I was trying to say. I guess it was too.
Yeah. Oh, so you were talking about like
the movie theater.
Right, how he.
Which, by the way, in retrospect.
Who did he hurt?
By the way, in retrospect, the fact that that has now been stuck to his name, no pun intended, since then. When
disgraceful.
You think, it was the only thing to do in that era.
Right, they didn't have U-porn.
Now everybody's Pee Wee Herman. They're just in their house.
Right.
So what? He went to the theater. What the hell was the theater for? You were supposed to have a screening, a serious screening, and then you go home and digest the film later?
I think they were showing. Was the first run before Citizen Kane. So
is that true?
Yeah, that's what
he didn't get busted in 1974. It was like the 90s.
It was pre-internet. What was available now.
But you could go and get a VHS cassette.
But why are the theaters open then?
For deviants.
Well, okay.
So why did he get in trouble?
But who was he hurting?
I mean, ask the person next to him. I don't know.
The person who was destroying was himself.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Well, that's awesome.
Looking for more access to the show?
That's right, man.
Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at TMKS ESPN.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
And
If you think it's been crazy so far, Michael has conveniently left something out from earlier today. This is from First Take, earlier on ESPN.
I expect World Series, damn it.
Will you come in the booth and do an inning on Yes?
Absolutely.
Oh, he should love to.
I would love to. Well, I would love to do that.
Do me a favor.
With my luck, they'll all strike out when I show up.
What a bad guy.
Let me ask you guys a question. So you're upset with that.
Yes.
Stephen A. Oh, that's, you know, right. How I feel about both of you. Like brothers to me, okay? But Stephen A's a superstar. You guys are not.
No, but on Yes,
that hurts.
We work on the network.
Okay, so what, do you want to be on it more? He doesn't. This would be a special throw for him. He's a big Yankee fan. Both of you are not Yankee fans.
You'd get a better number with me or Peter.
Let me tell you what.
I don't know if you would.
Let me tell you what. Stephen A has been a single megastar for many years. He's getting all the thrills he needs, okay? Let Peter and Don in the booth. Let Peter and Don cook. That was just awful. We've been begging. We did one game during COVID.
And that's all you wanted. That's all you said you wanted.
On an 8-second delay for me. Where it was awful.
To promote the show.
By the way, I did.
A Tuesday night, Don.
On the most popular show in the morning and afternoon, ratings-wise, on ESPN, all I did was talk about the two of you. You could both take a hike.
No, we appreciate that. It's the least you could do.
I didn't have to talk about you.
I do appreciate that.
And we promoted the show. Today's ratings are through the roof, I'm sure.
Right. And that's probably one of the reasons that it was a good idea to have you on. You're an ESPN guy. There's an ESPN show cross-promotion. Mm-hmm. That's all we're asking. Why wouldn't you want to have cross-promotion? We're the second most important thing on Yes, but, now after the Nets made the deal.
Even Stephen A. Smith, right, would have to be cleared by Flip.
But Flip likes us.
But he doesn't like
us. No, but we've already been cleared by Flip. We're on
not
4 hours a day.
Not to do a regular season game.
You get 135 of them, right? How many of those are home games?
Well,
more.
72, say 70. Maybe.
All right. So one out of 72. We're not asking for Yankees Red Sox. We're not asking for Yankees Mets.
Hold on.
Why don't you guys fly out to Seattle and do the game with Jeff Nelson and Rucco?
I would do that. Wait, hold on. You said it's 72 games around?
Yeah, I would say.
Well, it's 81 games, and there's 12 nationally televised games. Or
so 14. So 72. 72. I'm not great at math anymore. So that's 648 innings. We're asking for one. One 648th.
Listen, one inning in the middle of the summer.
Not up to me. Not up to me.
Nothing's up to you, right?
Yeah, but
not when it comes to that.
But you don't think you get, will you back us? Will you ask Flip and then actually try to convince him? All right, it might ultimately be up to him, but can you sell a little? Can you get behind the idea?
The fact that, I don't know about Peter, but Hal Steinbrenner seems to like you, Don. That might play in your favor. And when I go down to spring training next week, I'm going to get the 20 for you.
Okay.
All right. Because he owes you $20.
He does owe me $20 for the Viking Giant bet. It's good cross promotion. It's good television.
Damn right it is.
And there's plenty of...
Do you guys expect to call an inning?
Yeah.
No, the Yankees are too important. It's not.
Yankees are too important.
A regular season game is too big.
It's too important.
It is.
It's a Tuesday night against the Rangers.
Right. Well, let me put it to you. You guys are calling an inning when Aaron Judge is coming up, right? And then Aaron Judge hits the ball out of Yankee Stadium, first one ever to do it, and it's going to be your voices connected to it?
What's wrong with that?
You're not Yankee announcers.
So you never have. So is Eminem a Yankee announcer?
He wasn't doing play by play.
Oh, we don't have to do play by play.
He said he wanted to call the inning.
Yeah, but he makes a good point.
Yeah, fine.
So just have us on, talk a little baseball, talk about the show, 3 to 7 Monday through Friday. Would you Wednesday?
Give us like an IKF.
Dead or Alive Thursday.
Give us an IKF at bat. All right, it's not a big deal. No records are being broken.
Joe in New Jersey, Joe.
Hey, Michael.
Hey, Joe.
I hear you fine.
All right. I got a question, Michael. After you do a Yes broadcast, you say the game was played in a manageable 2 hours and 50 minutes, an unmanageable 3 hours and 10 minutes, et cetera.
Mm.
Are you going to change the parameters because of the shortened games this year?
Well, you know, Joe, not only is that a good question, it's a great question. And I have thought about it. And if you sound like you're a listener to the games, I have not been doing that a lot. Because the people out there that really are bordering on insanity felt that I didn't appreciate my job if I said something was unmanageable and that I should stop. So I never really did it. What I would do is if it was like 3 hours and 50 minutes, I'd say unmanageable. And if it was 2 hours and 12 minutes, I'd go delightfully manageable. But now all games should be under 2:30, so I don't think I have to use that anymore. Fair, right?
I hope so. It is amazing you got abuse for that. That's unbelievable.
Well, you get abuse for everything. Do you check? Do you ever get abuse on Twitter about when you call?
Yeah.
You do?
I don't pay attention to it.
I was sitting in the green room today, First Take, with a guy who owns a bakery on Prince Street. His name is Salvador.
Okay.
He is the biggest Don LaGreca fan.
Really?
He said, Don doesn't realize how great he is, how his voice is just amazing. He said, it's a beautiful experience to listen to games that he does.
Wow.
And he goes, and he's better than Kenny Albert. I said, Don would not take that compliment.
He doesn't want it.
He doesn't want it.
Doesn't believe it.
He doesn't want any of that smoke. That's what it is.
Well, no, it's not about smoke.
Because how could I be better? The reason I did the game last night is because Kenny's doing a game on TNT in Vegas.
Well, that, by the way, is their bad. That you're not even on ESPN or TNT, you should have been hired as one of the national announcers.
Can I ask you a question, though? Like, you think Kenny, is it really in hockey, is it that much more glamorous to do the national games or financially lucrative than to just do the MSG games?
Well, he doesn't do MSG. He does radio.
Oh, he's doing radio. That's right. Sorry. So hey, that was national TV versus radio. I was confused.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.